The movie Monuments Men details the race by Allied forces to save precious Jewish artifacts from destruction by the Nazis. That story played out in real life at the end of World War II, and today you can see some of the items saved. It's a most interesting exhibit at this museum, and we go there on this edition of the American Countryside. Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American Countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
Ah, no worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year. And one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
One of the most intriguing exhibits here at the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center easily catches one's eye.
What it is a collection of Jewish ritual objects. They're shined up, and so they're beautiful and gleaming. But
Ariel Weiniger says a closer look shows that some are damaged.
These are looted objects. The Nazis collected all of this Judaica primarily for its silver value.
It's called Rescue and Renewal. The items were discovered by the Allies in Nazi warehouses. The owners of many of those items had perished.
They were left with about 17,000 objects of Judaica, silver objects primarily of Judaica, 1,000 Torah scrolls, and 500,000 books of Hebraica.
It is called cultural heirless property.
They set up a group called Jewish Cultural Reconstruction. An act of Congress actually handed over the ownership of that material to JCR.
And JCR began to distribute the items to thriving Jewish communities throughout the world.
They affixed little small tin decals to all the objects with a Jewish star on it so that anyone who came in contact with these objects should know that this was a survivor from Europe.
Some items were sent to the Hebrew Theological College in Skokie, which in turn has loaned them to the museum so they can be more widely viewed. The exhibit makes a powerful statement.
These are objects that were once owned by families and individuals and communities, and you really can look at them and see the great loss of the Holocaust.
It's a museum and exhibit all should see. Traveling the countryside in Skokie, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.